Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. You know, we got to talk about this Bitcoin surge. It's got everyone buzzing, especially with the whole Donald Trump back in the White House thing.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
We're digging into this article called "Why is Trump's election as US President prompting a Bitcoin surge?" But this isn't just about numbers and charts and stuff.
Yeah.
This is about politics and tech and what money might even look like in the future.
Exactly. It's all connected, you know? And it could have some major ripple effects on the global economy. This is big.
Huge.
Yeah.
Okay, so get this. Trump seems to have completely flipped his stance on crypto. Remember back in 2019 when he was all over Twitter saying Bitcoin wasn't real money?
Oh, yeah, I remember that. He even said it was helping criminals do their thing.
Exactly. And now he's launching his own crypto venture.
World Liberty Financial.
Right.
With a new cryptocurrency called WLFI.
You got it. And that's not all. At the Bitcoin 2024 conference, he dropped some pretty bold statements.
Like promising to make the U.S. the crypto capital of the planet.
That's the one. What's going on here? It's like a complete 180.
It really makes you think about what's behind this sudden shift. Some say he's had a genuine change of heart, you know. Maybe he sees the potential of crypto now.
But others think it's a calculated move to tap into a booming market.
Right. It could be that he sees an opportunity to make some serious cash.
And let's not forget, he also pledged to protect the government's Bitcoin reserves and said crypto should be mined, minted, and made in the USA.
Yeah, that was interesting. It sounds like he's aiming for a major policy shift on crypto. And if the US government goes all in on crypto under Trump, that could be a game changer for the whole world.
Absolutely. So what are the experts saying about the potential impact on the economy?
Well, economist Mavis Ledford thinks this could be huge for mainstream crypto adoption. He says it could bring in even more big-time investors, you know, the institutional kind.
Oh, yeah, the ones with the deep pockets.
Exactly. And that could seriously shake things up in the traditional financial world.
Wow. So, like, Wall Street might actually have to start taking crypto seriously?
It's looking that way. Then you've got Roderick Melvin Johnson, a blockchain tech whiz. He thinks a pro-crypto U.S. government could really speed up innovation in the industry.
So we could see a ton of new applications for crypto and blockchain.
Exactly. Things we haven't even thought of yet.
That's exciting. But hold on. Not everyone's thrilled about Trump's crypto love fest.
Oh, right. There are definitely some skeptics out there.
Yeah, Michael Dowling, this financial analyst who's been pretty critical of crypto, calls Trump's whole crypto push a reckless gamble.
He's worried it could expose the U.S. economy to a lot of risk.
And Dowling brings up a good point about Trump's past. You know, his involvement in businesses that have been linked to things like money laundering and drug trafficking.
It raises some eyebrows for sure. Makes you wonder about potential conflicts of interest and the whole ethical side of things.
Yeah, it's a bit of a gray area.
Okay.
So we've got experts on both sides of the fence. But one thing's for sure, this whole Trump crypto thing has sent shockwaves through the market.
Oh, yeah. Bitcoin's up a crazy 30% since the election. Hit a new all-time high of
$89,000. $89,000. Can you believe that? And it's not just Bitcoin. Dogecoin is up a mind-blowing 152%.
I know, right? That Elon Musk effect.
He's definitely got that Midas touch when it comes to crypto. But okay, let's zoom out a bit. What's the overall picture of the crypto market right now? Beyond all these headlines.
Well, the global crypto market cap is sitting at a whopping $2.79 trillion.
Trillion? That's insane.
It is. It's come a long way from just $1 billion back in 2013. That's some serious growth.
No kidding. Mm-hmm. So where does Bitcoin fit into all of this? Is it still king of the crypto hill?
It's still the dominant player for sure, with about a 40% market share. But we are seeing other cryptocurrencies like Ethereum, Tether, BNB, and Solana gaining traction.
So it's not a one-horse race anymore.
Definitely not. And it's interesting to see how the whole regulatory landscape is evolving, you know? It's kind of a mixed bag around the world.
Totally. We've got countries like El Salvador, where Bitcoin's legal tender.
Right. And then you've got China, where it's completely banned.
And then there's everyone else in between trying to figure out where they stand.
Mm. It's a patchwork of regulations for sure. Adds another layer of complexity to this already dynamic market.
Absolutely. And let's not forget about Bitcoin's wild ride over the years.
Oh, yeah. It's been a roller coaster. Remember the crash in 2020 during the COVID-19 pandemic?
How could I forget? My portfolio was in shambles.
And then the surge to that all-time high in 2021, followed by the FTX collapse, and now this recovery.
Talk about volatility. I mean, it's what makes it so exciting for some, but it's definitely not for the faint of heart.
Exactly. It's a high-risk, high-reward game. And speaking of risk, let's not forget about all the hype and smoke and mirrors out there.
Yeah, Mavis Ledford had a good point about that. With so many new tokens popping up, it's tough to know which ones are legit and which ones are just trying to cash in on the craze.
He's right. It's easy to get caught up in the FOMO, but it's crucial to do your research.
Absolutely. Know what you're investing in.
Well,
okay, but before we go any further down that rabbit hole, let's take a step back. For anyone who's new to this whole crypto thing.
Good idea. Let's break it down.
Can you give us the quick and dirty on what Bitcoin actually is and why it's causing such a stir?
Sure. So Bitcoin was created back in 2009 by this mysterious figure known as Satoshi Nakamoto.
Mysterious? You mean we don't even know who created Bitcoin?
Nope. Their true identity is still a secret to this day. It's part of the whole Bitcoin mystique.
Wow. So what we do know is it's a digital currency that operates completely independently of any central bank or government.
Right. No Fed, no Treasury, no one calling the shots but the Bitcoin network itself.
That's pretty radical when you think about it.
It is. It's a decentralized system, meaning no single entity controls it. And it relies on this revolutionary technology called blockchain.
Ah, yes, blockchain. The word on everyone's lips these days. Care to elaborate?
Sure. Think of it like a digital ledger, a record of every Bitcoin transaction ever made. And this ledger is shared across a massive network of computers.
So it's like a giant public spreadsheet that everyone can see.
That's a good analogy. And that makes it super secure because it's virtually impossible to tamper with.
Okay, that makes sense. But it's more than just tracking transactions, right? What else can blockchain do?
Oh, man, blockchain has the potential to revolutionize so many industries, everything from finance and supply chains to healthcare and even voting.
You're saying it could change the world as we know it.
It very well could. We're talking about a fundamental shift in how we think about trust, transparency, and accountability.
It's mind-blowing.
Yeah.
So how did we get from this mysterious digital currency to something with such massive potential? Where did this whole Bitcoin journey begin?
It's a fascinating story. Back in 2010, a programmer bought two pizzas using Bitcoin.
Pizza. That's how Bitcoin was first used.
Yep. Two pizzas for 10,000 Bitcoins. At the time, it was worth about $41.
Wait. So those pizzas could be worth millions today?
You got it. It really highlights how much Bitcoin's value and acceptance have exploded over the years.
That's wild. From pizza to potentially changing the world, it's quite a journey.
It is. And the journey is far from over, especially with this whole Trump and the SEC situation. That adds a whole new layer to the story.
You're right. That's a whole other can of worms we need to open up.
Exactly. And that's where we'll pick up next time. Yeah, so we were talking about Trump and the SEC.
Oh, yeah. That's where things get really interesting.
Definitely, Trump's been pretty vocal about his issues with SEC Chairman Gary Gensler.
He even said he'd fire him if he got elected.
Right. Adds a whole new level of uncertainty to the whole crypto regulation scene in the U.S.
It's no secret that Gensler's been clamping down on the crypto industry. He's been pretty clear about his worries. You know, fraud, scams, investors not being protected.
Yeah, he even called out fraudsters, grifters, and scams operating in the crypto space.
Not exactly a ringing endorsement.
Yeah.
So how does all that line up with Trump's vision of America as like a crypto haven?
Yeah, that's the big question, isn't it? It's like two totally different philosophies clashing.
Right. Gensler's all about tightening the reins, making rules, cracking down on companies that aren't playing by his rules. We've seen fine settlements and even bans on some tokens.
Yeah, he's definitely not playing around. He says it's all about protecting investors and keeping the financial system stable.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
But then you've got Trump, who seems to be leaning towards a more hands-off approach, maybe even rolling back some of those regulations.
Right. Like he wants to create a more Wild West environment for crypto, you know? Let innovation flourish, attract more investment to the U.S.
It's a gamble, for sure.
Yeah.
So what's the average investor supposed to make of all this? It's like a tug of war with the future of crypto hanging in the balance.
It definitely creates a lot of uncertainty. People are trying to figure out how these conflicting viewpoints will actually translate into policies, you know?
Like, will Trump actually fire Gensler?
Yeah.
And if he does, who takes his place? Mm. And what will their stance on crypto be?
Exactly. It's a guessing game at this point. But it's not just about the U.S., right? Crypto is global. This is a worldwide phenomenon.
Oh, absolutely. We can't forget that.
Yeah.
And the regulatory landscape is just as diverse as the crypto world itself.
Totally. Like we talked about before, you've got El Salvador going all in on Bitcoin, making it legal tender.
And then you've got China on the other end of the spectrum banning it altogether.
It's a regulatory maze out there. It can be a real headache for businesses and investors trying to navigate it all.
It's like trying to hit a moving target. Okay. But amidst all this chaos, one thing is crystal clear. Crypto is attracting some serious attention from the big players. You know, the institutional investors.
Mm. Oh, yeah. They're starting to see the potential for some massive returns in the crypto market. and they're recognizing that crypto is becoming more mainstream.
So they want a piece of the pie.
Exactly. They're looking to diversify their portfolios, get some exposure to this new asset class, and all that institutional money is actually bringing more stability to the market.
It's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. The more they invest, the more legitimate crypto becomes.
Right. And that attracts even more investors. It's a snowball effect.
But let's not forget about the tech behind all of this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, blockchain. It's not just about Bitcoin.
Totally. Blockchain has applications way beyond just crypto.
Yeah.
We're talking about revolutionizing industries like supply chains, healthcare voting systems, even digital identity.
It's like the Swiss Army knife of technology. It can do it all.
Right. And it's all about transparency, security efficiency, things that are sorely needed in so many sectors.
So what does this mean for the everyday person? How is blockchain actually going to impact their lives?
Think about it. Imagine sending money across borders instantly without those crazy bank fees, or having complete control over your medical records. Imagine a voting system that's virtually tamper-proof.
It sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie.
It does, but it's becoming a reality. And we're just scratching the surface of what's possible with blockchain.
It has the power to empower people. Create a more efficient and transparent society.
Absolutely. But like any powerful technology, it comes with risks, you know?
Oh, yeah, for sure. The environmental impact of crypto mining, the potential for criminals to exploit it, the regulatory hurdles we still need to overcome.
Right. Those are all valid concerns. We can't just ignore them. But it's important to remember that technology itself isn't good or bad. It's how we use it that matters.
Absolutely. Okay. There's one more thing I want to touch on before we wrap up. DeFi. Decentralized finance. It's been buzzing around lately, and I think it's relevant to our discussion.
Oh, yeah. DeFi is basically a movement to create a financial system that's open to everyone. You know, no matter who you are or where you are, it's about cutting out the middleman.
So like getting rid of the banks.
Exactly. Yeah. Giving people the power to manage their own money directly using blockchain technology.
That's a pretty radical idea. Is it even possible?
It's still early days for DeFi. There are definitely challenges like scalability, security, and making it user-friendly.
So it's not quite ready for prime time.
Not yet. But the potential is huge. And the pace of innovation in this space is insane.
It's exciting for sure, but it's also a bit overwhelming. You know, we're talking about a complete overhaul of the financial system as we know it.
It's a paradigm shift, for sure. We're rethinking money, finance, power. The old rules don't apply anymore, and the future is wide open.
It's both exhilarating and terrifying at the same time. So what does this all mean for our listeners? For the average person trying to make sense of this crazy new world?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And that's what we'll explore next. We'll dig into the potential implications of all of this and what you can do to navigate this exciting but often confusing new frontier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, thinking about all of this, it really makes you wonder about how this could shift the balance of power globally.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like if the U.S. really goes all in on crypto under Trump, it could challenge the big guys, you know, the traditional financial institutions, the ones who've been calling the shots for centuries.
And maybe even shake up the dominance of the U.S. dollar.
Exactly. It's not just about some new investment. It's about a potential power shift on a global scale.
It's kind of mind-blowing when you think about it. Like some experts are saying that crypto could actually democratize finance.
Sure.
You know? Give people more control over their own money.
Right. And maybe even lessen the influence of governments and central banks.
That's a pretty radical idea. I mean, how would that even work?
It's definitely a bold vision, and there are a lot of hurdles to overcome.
Right.
We still need to figure out the whole regulatory mess. The technology still needs some work, and we need way more people using crypto worldwide for it to really make a dent.
Yeah, that makes sense. But let's be real here. There are some downsides to crypto too, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
We can't just ignore those.
I mean, we've heard about crypto being used for illegal stuff, you know, money laundering, ransomware attacks.
Right. And then there's the whole environmental impact of crypto mining. It's a big concern. And we can't forget about the risk of market manipulation.
Yeah, there are a lot of things to consider. It's like anything new, there are both risks and rewards.
Absolutely. We need to approach crypto with a level head, you know?
Yeah.
Acknowledge the good and the bad. No technology is perfect.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I'm feeling a mix of excitement and a little bit of anxiety.
Yeah, I get it.
It's like we're standing at a fork in the road, you know? One path leads to amazing progress. The other, who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe chaos.
It's a great analogy. It's a pivotal moment for sure. And the decisions we make in the next few years will have a massive impact on how this all plays out.
It's not just about technology either.
It's about us.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a human story.
Yeah.
This is about how we shape the future of finance technology, even society itself.
It's a reminder that we all have a responsibility to stay informed, to talk about these things, to think carefully about the long-term consequences.
Absolutely. Knowledge is power. The more we understand about all of this, the better equipped we'll be to navigate this crazy new world.
So to all of you listening out there, keep learning, keep asking questions, keep an open mind. The crypto world is full of surprises, and we're just at the beginning of this wild ride.
Who knows? Maybe we'll look back at this time and say, that's when it all changed. That's when the future of money was born.
It's an exciting time to be alive, that's for sure. Thanks for joining us for another deep dive. We'll catch you next time.
See you soon.